Welcome to the IWA podcast. I'm Lee Waters. I'm director of the IWA, and I'm here at the launch of the IWA's latest Senedd paper with Professor Kevin Morgan. Kevin, your paper, Good Food for All, places food at the centre of a whole range of challenging public policy issues.
Yeah, food's got a unique status. You know, people say it's just another business, but of course, while it is a business, it's a business like no other, because at the heart of food is something unique. We ingest, we eat food products. We don't eat the products of the steel industry or the software industry. So food plays a big role in health and well-being, and that's why it's got a unique status, and that's why we must treat it with respect and not try to think of it as another commodity.
It's seen as a middle-class preoccupation.
It is perceived that way, but the fact of the matter is that many people are concerned about their food. Working class mothers and fathers are concerned about the food served in school. Many families are concerned about the lack of wholesome food in hospitals when they visit their relatives, so on and so forth. So many people are anxious about food, and I believe there's a good food movement out there which is on the march, but it needs to be better led and it needs to be better supported. And that's why I've written this report, is to try to give voice to this quiet revolution that's underway, trying to make good food more readily available and affordable.
So what would you like to see change?
The changes I've called for in this report are to at least make food more readily available in public places. What's unique about public catering is that public caterers, whether in schools, hospitals, care homes, prisons, the common denominator is that they deal with poor and vulnerable people. And any just or sustainable society must address the nutritional needs of poor and vulnerable people. One of the great dimensions of this financial crisis since 2008 has been the explosion of nutritional poverty. And food banks, of course, are responding to that need. But we need to do more, much more. And here in Wales, we need to start delivering on our aspirations. Policy is 10%. Delivery is 90%. So we need to start delivering on our aspirations and our policy statements and putting food for life, as it's called, the top quality food in public places is the place to start if we are serious about our political commitments.
Isn't this a paternal agenda, though? What's wrong with people giving people choice about the food they eat?
There's nothing wrong with people having choice about their food. What I'm proposing is that choice should be of a much higher standard. We need to make food, good food, more readily available. The point is, public health messages are very laudable, but the public health message, quite frankly, is totally drowned out by what I call the noise of the obesogenic environment. That's an environment which is almost calculated to make us fat, overweight, and obese. If we can't control our bodies, we can't control our societies. And the place to start is good food in public places.
You've come up with three recommendations for manifesto writers of all parties to consider. What are they?
Number one, to invest in sustainable public procurement managers. That sounds a mouthful. Public procurement, the way in which public bodies purchase goods and services, is a key function for getting not just value for money in a narrow sense, but values for money, good food, promoting health, environment, social justice. Those are the values of values for money. And you need men and women who are skilled, equipped, committed to that agenda. That's the first proposal. The second proposal is to make good food more readily available throughout the public sector in Wales by making the requirement of all public bodies to invest in the Food for Life quality mark. And the third and final proposal is to make Food for Life part of the Healthy Schools network in Wales, because that will signal to the world that Welsh government, Welsh schools are committed to making good food more readily available.
Kevin Morgan, thank you.